to help us make sense of all this, you know, sunscreen debate, we're joined today by Dr. Nila Rozic, an active multidisciplinary researcher with a PhD in biomedical science and co-author of the Conversation article that has been making waves. Dr. Rozic, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, for those of us who haven't read your article, what is the main concern behind these recent sunscreen test results?
So the article has been recently published in Conversation and basically covers this question regarding are these sunscreen actually work or not. So there were recent findings based on the consumer report, choice report, where several sunscreens were tested and they did not deliver sufficient SPF as claimed. So SPF stands for a sun protection factor. And so unfortunately, from some common popular in Australia sunscreens, there were a number that failed to meet required numbers. And TGA, as a result, also acted on it. And a number of sunscreens have been recalled from use. So that's unfortunately, you know, like a fact that sunscreens that were available in the market and claiming certain sun protecting your skin basically from UV radiation, that's all about that, damaging UV radiation, they were not performing to the level claimed.
Well, so, that's, yeah. It's good that you've brought this attention, otherwise we'd still be none the wiser, thinking that we're protected and we're not. So what, you know, you've mentioned base formula, what can you explain that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Sure. Of course. So sunscreens are made to work by absorbing or scattering UV radiation. So they protect you through that. And the formula that is used to make the sunscreens includes a number of components such as solvents, carrier, some stabilizer, thickener, preservatives, antioxidant. And on top of it, you have different UV filters that are used, as I mentioned before, to absorb or scatter UV radiation and on that way to protect as a shield your skin from damage that UV could do. You know, of course, that's another story how UV damages our skin. But what's happening with the base formula and the stability of UV filters is something that came under scrutiny, because what was found that the stability and performance of these sunscreens in terms of our ability to absorb or scatter UV radiation was diminished, so the smaller. And why that happened, so instead of, I could explain first maybe what that means. So for example, plus 50 sun protection factor will mean that you will not burn, your skin will be protected from burning 50 times longer than if you do not put sunscreen on. So in average, for example, depending again on the skin type, so people need to be aware of that, that some people are more sensitive to burning, you know, if they go on sun, some people will burn very quickly, some people will take a bit of time, but sunscreen help prolonging that time. So if, for example, you need 10 minutes to burn, if you are, you know, on the strong sun, this would then be 50 times longer. Or if you use SPF 15, so it will be 15 times longer, like 150 minutes, or, you know, 30 factor 30 would mean 300 minutes on sun without burning. But you have, as I said, to take into consideration your natural skin tone, because if you have less pigments, you will, this time will be shorter or longer, depending on that.
Sure. Should we even worry about you know, sunscreen? Should we just cover up, like wear long pants and long, you know, a broad hat, long sleeves and long, I mean...
Yeah, yeah. So there are different ways to protect ourselves from sun radiation. That's definitely one of physical protection using clothing. So I think that's always must, you know, like especially if you are going when it's a very strong UV level, especially mid of the day. They usually say 10 to till 3, depends on the part of Australia where you live. And plus, depending on the month, so summer months are coming and UV level will be very high. So that's for sure one option highly recommended, but it's always, you know, it's hot. So we need sunscreen. So you want to wear short sleeves. It's too hot to be without, you know, covered completely. So, yeah, I think doing both ways, using sunscreens, I do both. So, and I do that with my kids. So using both ways of protection is definitely the way to go.
Okay.
And using sunscreens.
And yeah. All the sunscreen that has been deemed unsuitable, that all has been taken off the shelf, so we cannot buy it anymore, or is it still...
That's what has been done. So they were recalled from market.
So what we see now, we should feel safe with what's out there now.
You should.
Okay.
But if you purchased it already, you should better... check recommendation. You know, we provided some recommendations within the article, potentially asking for money back, and also check the website for any updates, TGA website, which are provided also. Okay. Link for those websites on our website.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Nilla. Thank you for that. And hopefully by articles like yours, it can keep us or safe, and knowing that we're doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Safe.
Thanks for coming on. Okay.
Thank you very much for having me. All the best.
Bye. That was Dr. Nilla Rozic from the Southern Cross University, helping us understand why some sunscreens might not live up to their SPF promise and how we can all stay sun smart this summer. I reckon just wear some clothes, cool clothes, but long clothes.